What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Wednesday, the 29th of July. Hope you're well. If you're new to the podcast, don't forget to check out the videos on YouTube. If you've been here before and you've heard me before, you're sick of me saying that. I'll have to think of another way of saying it. Or what about if I told you that there's loads of there's cats chasing cucumbers around on the video, but that get you to watch them? What about if I told you that there's dogs playing darts or something like that? It has to be a wacky video to get people onto YouTube. Mine aren't so wacky, unfortunately. It's just me talking like this. So it's not the most entertaining thing you're ever going to come across. But the mini videos are good. Check the fuckers out. Share them around. There could be like a little mini present you can send somebody. My little face. Anyway, weather's getting good. The sun's coming. Considering we're meant to have the worst August on record in August, which is in about 3 days' time, or we're going to have like super mental rain and thunder and fucking all that bollocks. Spanish plume is coming just beforehand, so everybody that can't go to Spain, or everybody that was thinking of going to Spain, and everybody that has just cancelled your holiday to Spain and you're pissed off, don't be, because the Spanish plume has come. Spain have sent us a bit of good weather for the rest of the week, tomorrow and Friday. Friday's going to be the hottest day of the year, according to the forecasters. So yeah, it's going to be good. I might even have to get out. I'll probably be like a lobster when I come back onto this podcast. If we get out in the morning and pick up some rays, I'll come back and I'll have fell asleep, sunbathe too long, and I'll be like that. I mean, there was somebody in the comedy programs when they've been in the sun and they're just totally bright red head to toe. Or what's the one in Only Fools and Horses, Rodney, when he's on the sunbed for too long and Del Boy turns it up and he wears a white suit and he's got a bright red head, and Del Boy calls him a swan vesta, like a matchstick. Anyway, yeah, that's it, that's what happens, because I ain't got no sun cream, so I'll have to go and buy some. But it doesn't stop you from sunbathing, does it? You still go out in it. You think, oh, it's only England, we'll only get one day. And then you just get frazzled top to toe. Literally, I've been in bed and got out, and there was like still one of me there, like the body on Alcatraz when he leaves the body in the bed and does a runner. That's how much skin I lost one time. I was burnt. I was really bad. It's almost like there was a whole me still on the bed. Anyway, that's a bit disgusting. Let's move off that onto the Willy Wonka fan that's spreading much needed cheer as he cycles around town on his penny farthing. He wouldn't get away with that. He's driving around the town. He's riding around the town on a penny farthing. They're worth a lot of money as well. So as soon as somebody cottons onto that, I was going to say he wouldn't get away with it. He's in Lincolnshire. He wouldn't get away with it in Birmingham, where I'm from. They would have fucking kicked him off that just for fun, for starters. Because kids are that way. They wouldn't get it. They wouldn't get a guy in a top hat rolling around on a penny farthing. They were just, that is like a red rag to a bull. That's like asking to have bottles thrown at you. But in his town, he gets away with it. Everyone's like, oh, that's so twee and so lovely. And he gets away with it. But as well in Birmingham, he wouldn't get away with it because, although no one would be that brainy, the thieves and the idiots on the street wouldn't be that clever to know what it was worth. But penny farthings are worth about a few thousand pounds, let's put it that way. They ain't cheap. You never come across them. The rare is fucking rocking horse shit, literally. But I mean, a penny farthing is like, I haven't seen one. I've been to antique markets forever and I've still not come across one. I'd buy it if I did and try and sell it. Or maybe I'd roll around my town with my little top hat on. You'd have to have it, like I said, if it was in Birmingham, I'd have to have a crash helmet on, but I'm not there at the moment, so where I am, I think I'd get away with it in Brighton. Anyway, so there you go. If you see any penny farthings where on your travels, hold on to it, because you want to stick it in the auction. Almost half of blokes believe their willies are small. I spoke about this, because women are happy to, even though women are happy with their size, so half of blokes believe that their willies are too small. And the women are totally happy about it. So you're getting in a mess over nothing. But unless it's the women who what does it say on the Larry David thing, Curb Your Enthusiasm, where it's the women's vagina that was too big The woman saying that the bloke's got a small penis, and the bloke saying that she had a massive vagina. So that's like a, you know, it's like a tug of war on that one, or is it like a, you know, an evenly matched fight? Who's going to come out on top, the small penis or the big vagina? But anyway, so don't worry about it if you are worried about it, because the women ain't. Because they've already got a bloke around the corner that's got a massive one, and he sorts them out. So when they come back, then they're totally satisfied. So when you prod them with a little, you know, a little kind of, what's it called? Nub, cigar butt, or whatever. She's totally happy because she's already been and had a breadstick off the Frenchman. I'm only joking. I could be in the I'm not in the fucking breadstick camp, but let's put it that way. I'm in the none of your business camp. That's what I'm in. Navy chiefs spark fury by saying they're ditching the term seaman. While we're on the same subject, Navy chiefs are ditching the term seaman because it's they want to bring in more gender neutral sailor to replace it. I thought they were talking about because of the it being semen and semen, as in like, you know, sexual semen. But no, they're not talking about that. So that's my dirty mind. But they're talking about neutral, gender neutral. They want to call it sailor and not semen. Well, I get that, but couldn't they just call semen and seamstress? What could you call a woman? You couldn't really call a seamstress. They could just have one for women. Like an actor and actress. And when they tried to put that under one umbrella, actor for actor and actress, that don't make no sense. I think still some people call actor for both, and some people call actor and actress still. Because it's so stupid. Actor and actress. What's the difference? Why does that make it, why is it sexist one way or the other? Same with this. Well, seaman, I mean, it's going to be hard to say. What could you say for a female sailor? A sea mistress, or something like that. No, it didn't work. Okay, so sailor's good though. Sailor for both. Or you could have seamen and sailor. Seamen and sailors. Are the women really that bothered? I mean, you've got to just be fucking, you got to be like pissed off about everything to be really that offended by, you know, by something. I mean, it's inclusive. I suppose there's a lot more women in the Navy now, so you could just be have sailor and seaman. Depends on where you are. Oh fuck it, I can't be bothered. Let's move off that. I would, because some women on here are going to go, no, you're talking shit. You got to have like sailor. You can't have seaman. I guess it's from the day I can't get off it. Sorry. Yeah, I guess it's from the days where all sailors were seamen. So. There you go. We're not seamen, we're men. Right, that's it. Fuck this. Let's get on to the gollywog shot. Let's get on to something else offensive. TV's Heartbeat. The village where TV's Heartbeat was filmed is getting in a row because they've got a shop there that's still selling gollywogs. It's like got stuff from... That's another old... You know, it wasn't offensive in the 1950s. Even though it was like... I don't even know if it's meant to be a black person. I think it's just meant to be a black doll with funny hair and a funny face. I mean, they even had him on, Play School, didn't they? But it's offensive now because of the black face. But there's a shop still selling them in this town. Who's buying them? I mean, I guess they're trying to make it feel like an old shop with old stuff from the past. And they've got gollywogs in there, but nobody likes that these days. And, you know, I mean... You can be offended, but I mean, it's still history at the end of the day, but maybe they shouldn't be for sale anymore. If they are for sale, you're just going to put people's noses out of joint, so you might as well just not bother. It's, you know, you see them sometimes around, but nobody buys them anyway because they're shit, for starters. So there's another reason not to buy one. Stress and keeping unhealthy lifestyle are turning fellas into failures in bed. I should have talked about this one earlier, before the gollywogs. Stress and turning healthy lifestyles are turning fellas into failures in bed because they're eating some of the couch potatoes. They can just about get himself up off the potato, off the couch. And then when it comes to getting down and dirty, they haven't got the, you know, they're just about to pass out because they're full of pizza. They need to neck a 2 litre bottle of Coke then to get their pecker up. That's like the Viagra to them, a 2 litre bottle of Coke. This sugar to go bang. And then they can't sleep. And then they're grumpy all day the next day. And then the wife wants it again because it was averagely good that time. You're in the shit if you've got a fucking small one and you're stressed and you can't do anything. The Frenchman's definitely going to be getting all the action. The Frenchman round the corner. He's going to be wafting his garlic out the window or his onions, and he's going to be. Oh, is that a stereotype? Am I going to get me done for being stereotypes now? And then you're going to turn up and he's got his beret and his black and white stripy jumper on, and he's going to look the perfect Parisian Frenchman, and she's just going to be like, and he hasn't been eating pizza all day, he keeps him right in the fucking mood for the ladies, he's ready. He's Frenchman ready with all the light. I mean, you can't get sexier than a French accent. I don't care off a Frenchman or a woman, it's the sexiest accent going. So you know, my accent isn't the Birmingham accent, might be to a French woman, I don't know, or a French man. Who knows? He might go, that accent is amazing. I'll be like, oh, well, everybody in my country thinks it's shit. So, thanks very much. Thanks very much, mate. But yeah, the French accent is top of the pops when it comes to turning you on or turning you... So, if you are struggling in bed or struggling because of your unhealthy lifestyle, try and master the French accent and try and get it with that. Because if you can't perform... with your dick, maybe you can perform with your tongue. I'm not about with your accent. We're saying that you could do that both. There's two ways you could do that. You could speak a bit of French, and then you could, you know, do a bit of French in the right places. Right, let's move on to something else. Wine, these Brits as well. Wine loving boozers make some corking mistakes when it comes to their favourite tipple wine. Common errors include filling the glass to the top. That's not a common error. That's not common error where I come from. That's called getting as much as you can out of somebody else's wine. You don't do that in your own. You don't top people's glasses up with your own wine. But if it's somebody else's, you pour your glass to the top, because then you're getting maximising the free wine that you're getting. What else do they do? Adding ice. You don't add ice to wine. That is a faux pas. And leaving a bottle open too long. I tried to open one the other day, and the cork got stuck. I split the cork in half, managed to pull half of the cork out. The other half, I managed to push it in all the way into the bottle, not without getting a fucking big splashback of wine out of the bottle in my face and all over the side. But yeah, pop the other half back into the bottle. And then every glass of wine that I get out of it now is full of cork. It's just got, you know, every time you swallow, you're swallowing cork, but I'm drinking it. I'm not letting that bottle go to waste. That was a full bottle, so I've got to drink it, unfortunately, with a load of cork in it. So, yeah, but that's the stuff. Posh people will tell you you're doing it wrong, but I don't think there's anything wrong with filling your glass to the top. And especially if you've got a big glass, some of them little glasses that they serve you in the pub, you ever ordered a small glass of wine in the pub these days? And they still say £7, and you can't hardly see anything in it, it's tiny. I'll tell you what, you want to lean over and fucking pull him over the bar and say, like, mate, you're taking the mickey, I work hard for this money, and you're fucking telling me that's £7. I could buy a bottle from, you can buy a bottle for £7, can't you? Buy a bottle for £5. If you go to the places where I go to. Is it Randy Couples? It's all about sex. It's all about sex, baby. Randy Couples are making the earth move by holding open-air sex shows in a graveyard. That sounds like gothics. Is that a gothic sex show? Police have stopped up patrols after complaints from outraged villagers leaving near All Saints. Where? Near All Saints Parish Church in Norfolk. I had to run in, one woman said, I had to run into my car as a man chased me, asking me if I wanted some. And she was tending to a grave. That's a bit, she's tending to like a grandparent's grave or somebody's grave. And he's like coming over, running over in the nod, saying, do you want to, maybe coming up behind you and like rubbing you from behind. That's fucking, I mean, that's a step too far. But if you are, if you're into that sort of thing, then get down to your local graveyard and just make sure you approach the right people. If they're stood there with flowers, that's not, you know, like when you go and say, oh, what are you going to look like? I've got a pet, I'll be one with a pink carnation. No, don't do that, because they're putting them on the grave. You want to speak to the one with the pink carnation sticking out of his trousers. That's your man. And he's going to be the big smile on his face, giving you a wink. Look for him. Hopefully he's not a fucking zombie that's just crawled out of one of the graves. And he's been dead for a long time. I'll tell you what, you get a right good scene too, because he's been dead for about 50 years. And he's like been fucking gaggy for it. Or he's been in the box for 50 years. If he's come back to life, he's going to have he's going to have a boner. And he ain't even going to have any skin on it. But still, it could be your lucky day. He might fucking shag you to death. And then you could go into the, into the afterlife, and just, it could be your, it's just going to be sex then, because you're stuck in the moment. You're stuck in how you died, aren't you? So you'll just be shagging then forever in the afterlife into eternity. So if you're a nymphomaniac, there you go. Get down there now. What am I talking about? Right, I'm going to leave it there, I think it was. I'm going to leave it on one more thing. Two emus have been banned from a bar in Australia for bad behaviour. Emus are fucking terrible. I've been in the town in Australia, and they kept knocking on the door, like harassing me, because I'd befriended one, and he kept knocking on the door. And every time I opened the door, the emu was there looking at me, just bobbing his head because he wanted some food, and I shouldn't have fed him before. And he was like coming every single day. Getting on my nerves after a bit. But the Carol and Kevin were hatched and raised by a resident in the town in Queensland. And now they keep coming, and they're nicking things out of the pub, and they're coming up to the bar and taking people's drinks and sticking their beaks in people's drinks. You won't want that if you just paid £7 for a glass of wine. But I'll tell you what, in them outback, they're very, very, very reasonably priced drinks. You wouldn't get, if you tried to serve somebody a £7 glass of wine in one of them bars in the outback, you'd be fucking buried in the outback somewhere, and you'd never be found again. And all that would be, all that would be left of you would be, what would be left of you? Your drink, would give to the emu. You'd have gone, you wouldn't have even had time to drink the drink. What was I going to say? That's it, I'm going to leave it there. I don't even know what I meant by that last bit. I think, that was if you tried to serve a glass of wine. So, beg your pardon. Right. I think I've reached the end of my brain power. So anyway, the emus are in that bar in Yuraka in Queensland, Australia. If you want to go and see them, go and see them. Just don't take any expensive wine with you. Otherwise, we're never going to see you again. Anyway, see you again, and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later for now. Bye.